Good morning, Talmidim. Just the other day, we were zeichet to have Arav Kaladetsky, Rabbi Yitzchak Kaladetsky, join us here and speak a few words to the Talmidim. It's a tremendous chizik, just knowing that Arav Kaladetsky, Talmid Chacham Muflig, the Edom of Chaim Knievsky, zeichet tzadim kodesh levracha, Manig Ador, his son-in-law. But we also saw the Ruach HaChaim, that Kedusha within him, even before he started talking. The Shari Shemaim that he started singing was a tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm going to start talking to the Talmidim. This Shari Shemaim Pesach. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu open up the gates of heaven. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu open up and listen to the chizuk that we're all getting. You saw that drive, that salate. It was just a sight to be seen. And I want to repeat over the story that he said, because I think it's a gewaltig chizuk and we should talk about it. Some of us may have not been there. He said, before the Six-Day War, they came into Rabbi Chaim Knievsky, Zecharim Lebracha, Zechatzadim, Kodesh Lebracha, to ask, what should they do? They're planning to attack Eretz Yisrael from all sides. There's no way out. Similar to Kriyas Yamsov situation. There was nowhere to run, there was nowhere to hide, they were being trapped. And Rabbi Chaim's question was, are the Kodalim still learning? Are the Yeshivas still learning? He's not coming to discuss the war. He's not coming to discuss what they're planning and how they're planning. That's not relevant to me right now. I want to know one question. Is the Olam HaTorah still learning? And as soon as the answer was yes, I think I'm Achmed the hand. Who cares about what they're saying? Who cares? Like that. You mean, if they're sitting and learning, don't forget about it. There's no war. There's nothing. Nothing is going to happen. And he spoke about now that the uncertain times going on in Iran, America, it's a stroll. I don't even know the details. I don't. Baruch Hashem will have the schus to be here in the Beis Medrash, and I'm relying on the Olam sitting and learning. But I want to share a personal story, which I shared before, with Reb Chaim as well. We were zeichet that after our chasana, my siblings, and we had this chus as well, to live in Eretz Yisrael. During the time that we were living in Eretz Yisrael, about many years ago, 2001, we were living in Eretz Yisrael, and at the time, Intifada in Eretz Yisrael picked up steam, and they were sending suicide bombers, and it wasn't a very comfortable time to be in that area. It was dangerous, very dangerous. And my parents wanted the kids to come closer to so far in Eretz Yisrael. Who knows, it's a dangerous place. We should come back to America. So my oldest brother went to Reb Chaim to ask Reb Chaim what to do. So my brother presented the problem to Reb Chaim and told Reb Chaim that my father's asking that we should move back. So he asked why. So he said, because this is a sakana. There's terrorists, it's a sakana. So Reb Chaim looked up and said, "Does a sakana? In America is a sakana. Here in Eretz Yisrael is a sakana? In America it's a sakana." Okay? He was like, okay. And he finished off saying, yet, if your parents are going to feel more comfortable being in America, al tzkibedav, you can move back to America. Just a few days later, it was 9/11, where the planes crashed into the Twin Towers in America. A gadol hador sitting in Bnei Brak, sitting and learning, and knows does a sakana. He doesn't even know what's going on in Eretz Yisrael because it's not affecting anyone that's sitting and learning. It's not affecting the Olam HaTorah. We are the ones that are keeping it alive. Does a sakana? America is a sakana. He knew what's going on. That in Shemayim there's a gezeira that something is going to be happening. That same Reb Chaim that said, "Neh, if they're still sitting and learning in the Kalim, there's nothing to worry about." Is saying knew about the 9/11 coming. So we understand that our job is to add some more seriousness, to add some more koyachatayra, to add some more. But what should we do? About that we're sitting and learning. So I want to take a bit of a lesson. Today's the yahrzeit of Moshe Rabbeinu, Zichisa Yagan Aleinu, Zion Adar, his birthday, his yahrzeit. Usually when there's a yahrzeit of a tzaddik, you say stories about tzaddikim. So just to say over something about Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, I'm not really equipped to say over anything about Moshe Rabbeinu, but if the Torah tells us something about Moshe Rabbeinu, we can talk about it. Right? You're listening carefully? The Pasuk tells us about Moshe Rabbeinu. Va'ish Moshe anav ma'oid mikol ha'adam asher apnei ha'adama. The Torah is talking about Moshe Rabbeinu, and I'm just repeating the Pasuk in the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest leader that ever lived, and yet the most humblest person that ever lived on planet Earth. There was no one that was more humble, respectful, caring than Moshe Rabbeinu.
And yet he was the greatest leader ever. Now, normally, somebody that's a big leader carries a lot of responsibility, has to make difficult decisions. By nature, they can feel a certain level of good about themselves. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't a regular person. Moshe Rabbeinu was Ono Mikolo. Yes, he lived in this world, in the Gashmistika world. Yet he worked upon himself to be the Ono Mikolo Adam Asher Panei Adam. So that's something that we can try to work on taking of Moshe Rabbeinu. Today's is your tzad. You want to be a Mekabel. Abeslanivus. Humility. To be humble. We know that right before Matan Torah, the Derech Eretz Kadmo L'Torah, right? Just learn Torah, that just means Derech Eretz. Because whatever comes before Torah is Derech Eretz. So if this is saying just learn Torah, then it just means just have Derech Eretz, and then you can learn Torah. So we know that V'yichin Shem Yisrael Neged Har, right before Kabbalah Satorah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was given Klal Yisrael the Torah, and it says that Klal Yisrael stood there all K'ishechad B'levechad. There was a certain level of Achdus, togetherness. We're working together, we are together, we're a Klal Yisrael that's together. There's no two parts of Klal Yisrael. Yes, there could be, like the Manal said the other week, there could be different ways how to reach the closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, different ways to grow in our levels of Kedusha. But ultimately, we are one nation. Klal Yisrael is one. And only once when we realize that we are one, we were able to be with Kabbal Torah. Because Baruch was able, the Torah had his shaykhis to us. If there was conflict, if there was politics, if there was fights, then the Torah can't exist. The Yidden have succeeded all these years and continue to succeed, and no problem could stop us from succeeding in life, only because we have that Torah, only because we have the Vayichin Yisrael Neged Har, that we have the K'ishech HaBelevach, that we have the Achdus. A time like now, Achdus can be challenged. Our Achdus can be challenged right now. So if we want to know what our Tafkid now, right before Purim, the time where the Nes Purim is happening again, we're reliving the Nes Purim in our times right now. What can we do to prepare for that? Yes, we heard the learning of Torah. Yet we also have to strengthen the Derech Eretz Kadmo LaTorah. We have to strengthen our Achdus that comes before accepting the Torah. We have to learn how to get along with each other. And now it could be challenged. How? Well, Hashem, we're right in the midst of Purim Shtik Day. It's a beautiful thing. Beautiful thing. I was approached yesterday by a group of 8th graders. And they wanted to make a system. There's a lot that has to be done for Purim Shtik. And in order for it to work effectively, there should be a proper system in place. And they want to know, they shared the system with me. This is how they're structuring it. There's going to be a group doing this. There's going to be a group doing that. They divided the class into different groups. And they want to know if we approve with the groups. Yet they also understand that sometimes not everyone will agree to do exactly what group they're put into. So could we make that there should be a system that l'chatchila, these are the groups. And after everybody worked a certain amount of time, if at the time they want to switch off, they can find somebody else that wants to switch with them to make it work that way. In other words, they're creating a system. They're creating a plan B for those that may not be 100% satisfied within the system, and created a mahalach that if you're not satisfied and you want to switch, how you could switch with someone else in a way which respectfully done and it doesn't break the system. It was so thought out. It was so beautiful that they're working together. And I understand that anytime you're making a system together, someone may not be 100% satisfied. So let's figure out plan B for the person that isn't 100% satisfied. Now, I don't know if I would have expected that from an 8th grade, because it's on a very mature level, a very high level of thought atlas and being able to figure that out. But I want to use it even for the younger grades. If we're going to make Purim Shtik, we're going to plan something, and it's going to be nice, and you want it to be matzliach, it has to be ki'ish echad b'lev echad. Because like the Manal says, Yom Kippurim, this achdus that we're working helps us be mekabel Torah again. Kimu v'kiblu, kimu ma'ashe kiblu kfar. Yes, this is a preparation, it's Purim Shtik, but it's a preparation for Kabbalah Sator. It's a preparation to again win that war that's brewing out there. The Torah keeps us together. There was one year that there was a lot of politics. One of the classes, we couldn't figure out together. This group wanted that, that group wanted that, and it was back and forth. And they weren't on the level of being able to figure out on their own. They voted on one thing, and then they changed their mind on another thing, and only a few boys changed the other thing. And it ended up being a lot of politics, a lot of issues, a lot of machloikas came out of that class. Now remembers, we came Friday morning, day of Purim Shtik. walked into the building, there was a smell of smoke. The smell of smoke was coming from that classroom. The challah completely burnt. Completely burnt. Now, I don't know if it's due to the smoke of the challah burning, but all the streamers and everything that they had hanged up on the walls on the collapsed and fell down on the floor. It looked like a charbon. You don't use the charbon, the word charbon that. But it was so noticeable that there's a message of things don't just fall down. And the doors were locked, so nobody came inside. And we watched it on the cameras afterwards, and we saw slowly, slowly, one thing fall down, the next thing fall down, the next thing fall down. Machlokes doesn't last. Not blaming that class, but machlokes doesn't last. If something is built, and there's animosity, and there's something which is, it was hurtful to certain kids, and it wasn't properly done, ein loyer raglayim, it won't last. So the fact that our Tamidim are working so beautifully together, thinking about others, figuring out how to make everyone happy, and figuring out how to negotiate and see perspective, take someone else's perspective, work on some problem-solving skills, some other skills that are needed to negotiate and to figure out how can we, can't always make everybody happy, but at least we take other people in consideration, we consider what they, that's the skills that's going to help the Achdus. And yes, now it's a challenge because whenever there's a big project coming up, there's the ability to stay strong or to fall. So ultimately, we want to see everyone's beautiful Purim shtick. Ultimately, we want to be zeichet to kimu, masha kibul kvar, ma'ahav. We should be able to see, again, the nisi nisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestowed upon Klal Yisrael back then. We're reliving it right now. We're reliving the enemies right now. It hasn't snuffed us. It hasn't stopped. Every year, again, there's new something new happening in the world. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps on protecting us. He keeps on saving us. And our job is the limud haTorah that we heard, and the derech eretz shekadma that's kadma haTorah, which is that achdus, the v'yichasham neged dahar, the ish echad b'lev echad. We work together. We're here to enjoy ourselves together. We're here to grow together. We're here to understand each other. We're here to work towards that Moshe Rabbeinu ana avoid b'kal adam, to be an ana, to be an ana, to be humble means that we're mavater. These are skills. Not always do we have to say yes to everything. No. But at least it should be a conversation. Show the other person you care about them. So let's discuss. Let's have Moshe Rabbeinu the leader. If he would have said yes to everything, he wouldn't have been able to be the leader that he was. And certainly, and he lived through a lot of difficult, challenging times with Klal Yisrael. And many times he can give up. And yet he was able to be the leader of such a beautiful nation. And the Torah be masked with him. That he was Ish Moshe under Mo'od Mikolod Mashal Pnei Adama. That we want. That we want to take. That we want to learn from. May we have a very enjoyable Purim shtick. May we have a very enjoyable Kimu V'Kibul and be Matzliach in the Achas.